You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
And you are listening to Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM, www, in the World Wide Web, on the World Wide Web. And my name is Alex. With me are Brian and Andrew. We are collectively known as the Jazz Pun Crew. I'm here to play you some jazz music on this cold Wednesday night. Welcome, gentlemen.
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Brian, is your mic on?
I think so, yeah.
It is. Great. So on the show today, we're just going to play some selections that we love. We would encourage you to get busy in the chat at ckut.ca. And that's also a good place to drop requests, though it's pretty hard to play requests because we're limited to what we brought in and CKUT's library. So
we're spinning records.
Yeah, we're spinning records. So no streams, no memes, no YouTube scenes.
Yeah, we just heard Effie by Max Roach, late 60s jam, with players that would go on to form Strata East label in the 70s, legendary label.
Can you tell us who plays on the record? Do you remember off the dome piece?
Yeah, yeah. There's Gary Bartz on alto sax, personal favorite of mine. The Strata East guys I mentioned would be Stanley Cowell on piano, Charles Tolliver on trumpet. So this is, I believe in this session is how they met. I think that's how they met, and we'll go on to form Strata East. And Max Roach on drums, legend, who started off, I think, in the 40s, you know, like a real bebop guy, and really played, I think, maybe into the 90s, maybe later. I don't know.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. He's definitely not alive now.
Yeah, he definitely went through... he definitely went through a lot of... many decades playing the music and kept up with the times.
You mentioned when you put the record on that this record was perhaps the first record, jazz record you heard that kind of, I don't know, convinced you that maybe you should be listening to more jazz music.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the opening bass line by Jimmy Merritt is so, it's so, it's just like an infective and infectious bass line that, like, yeah, it just gets you. I used to buy a lot of jazz records to sample to make music with, but yeah, this was one that was really like, okay, no, this is what I want to like be listening to, not just digging for samples. And we got our man JLD, who just walked into the studio, just strolled in with some sides. How you doing?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can, yeah.
All right.
Welcome.
I'm doing well. Thanks for encouraging me to grab some sides and not go just on YouTube. I was going to play just pure fusion, then I listened to a few fusion tunes at home and was like, not tonight.
Yeah.
Not the vibe.
Yeah. Let's, I wanted to ask Seeger what Andrew's talking about, how he heard this record and it convinced him that jazz was a good thing. Do you remember your earliest experiences with jazz that convinced you that jazz was...
I first heard jazz yesterday. First time. People were talking about it my entire life, and I had no idea, just smiled politely, and I was like, jazz, sure. I bet that's a thing. So yesterday I found out about jazz, and I furiously started Googling jazz.
Something university students do.
That's what I heard, yeah. There's cigarettes that I guess jazz people smoke. But let me tell you, I was listening to jazz all day. And I didn't know that there was comedy in jazz. So I figured I could just like throw it in a chat GPT and come up with a million jokes. But even chat GPT agrees that there's not a lot of funny things about jazz. So I don't know how you guys did it for so long with this...
It's no joke, man.
I know. It's literally... I'll give you an example of some of the stuff that ChatGPT came up with, and you guys can rate it on a grown scale. Okay, here's one. Oh, man. Okay, so why did the jazz musician get on a ladder?
Why? I don't know.
To reach the high notes. Why did a jazz musician use that ladder to get on top of the roof?
Why?
Because he heard beers were on the house.
That we would
really terrible, really yeah, terrible stuff. Yeah. No.
I've heard some actual jazz jokes from jazz musicians. I remember.
Oh, bring it on.
Russell Malone, the guitar player, he said, "How do you tell a trombone player's kid on the playground?"
I don't know.
He's afraid of the slide.
Oh.
Yo.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Jesus.
Ooh, I was really, I'm pretty sure there's I say this without doing any research. I'm sure country is a hilarious genre for.
I think there's like a whole Sirius XM channel devoted to country music comedy.
Is it just like Jeff Foxworthy?
I don't know. Anyway, dear listeners, tune in or later on the show, we're going to have a special segment called Seeger's Selection or Selections.
Nice.
And
I don't know about that.
What's up next? Yeah. Andrew's still selecting right now. Andrew, what's up next?
Up next, we got some Pharoah Saunders. His first release off the ESP label. Before we get into that, I just wanted to give a quick show of solidarity for the people of Palestine going through atrocities right now. And, you know, show up to some protests, email or call your MPs. Just
show up.
Anything. Yeah.
Say anything.
For the people. Yeah. All right, let's run it down.
Hear that.
Here we go. On CQT 90.3 FM, this is Pharoah Saunders in the beautiful city of Montreal.
Thank you. Woo! Mr. Maven.
And we are back. This is Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's Wednesday, December 12th. It's getting chilly outside, and we're hoping to warm things up with some amazing jazz records. My name is Alex. With me is Brian, Andrew, and Jacques. Amazing set, Andrew. Let's back announce a little here.
We just had Sister Mamie by Yusuf Lateef playing live at Peps, I think in like the late 60s or early 70s. Great jam. I think he's playing like the oboe or something there.
Unidentified double reed instrument.
Where's Peps?
Some exotic origin.
I don't know. Might be Detroit or something. Could be. But... yeah, wicked jam when he comes in there with like that one note piano line. It's just like, c'est méchant. And then before that, what did we have before that?
Maurice McIntyre.
Kalapurusha, Maurice McIntyre.
Was that Sonny Chirac on guitar?
No, but it sounded like him.
Yeah.
It was a guy, we read his name on the label, something Barney Garrett or Sardi Garrett or something.
Sounds like
Soggy Cracker.
Sounds like someone that would do that.
I don't know. He didn't sound like a Soggy Cracker though. He sounded great.
Yeah, Barney.
Yeah, very like Sonny Chirac.
Dry Cracker.
Yeah,
that's cool to hear different kind of avant guitarists because you don't hear too many. You have like James Blood Almer.
Yeah,
Sonny Chirac. You know,
Ted Dunbar.
Oh yeah,
he's a good
one. Done some
out
stuff. I know he's a session guy.
Yeah, I've heard him on some stuff.
Yeah. What about
well, you got the British guy there, a little scratchy, tickle scratch,
Derek Bailey.
Tickle and scratch.
Tickle and scratch.
Pete Cozy.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah, played in Miles's live fusion ear bands.
And uncredited.
Yeah, he's credited on some.
Is he avant though, or is he like a fusion shredder?
No, he's avant. And it's Sonny Chirac that's supposedly uncredited on Jack Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah. And,
really?
And John, what's his name?
McLaughlin.
I was going to say that. But I thought maybe I'd be like, you'd have to cue like the crickets because they'd be like, ah, John McLaughlin. Get out of here. But yeah, he's an avant-garde guitarist, right? He plays the jazz. Sure.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got.
Brother Andrew from Starship Tricky Woo. Got a song for you. CKUT, I take a bite out of me. CKUT, I take a bite out of me. When I listen to my radio, I listen to the rock and roll sounds of a CK. CKUT, I take a bite out of me. CKUT, I take a bite out of me.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.